TV leader Jim Allister with us this morning. Jim, we had the world's leading heart specialist saying that the All Ireland Children's Heart Centre is the best. That's the best way forward here.
Yeah, yes, of course, when government wants to do something, they always have some sort of working party to back up what they want to do, and I think we're seeing that again.
That was an expert specialist.
The fundamental question here is, if we're now being told that what was going on at the Royal in Belfast isn't the safest system, then how was it sustainable for so many years when we had the same number of throughput of patients, and suddenly it's not sustainable? If it was unsafe, and I don't accept for one moment it was, because I think we had marvellous staff there, if it was unsafe, then how many incidents manifested that? I've never heard of one. So I think that there's been a bit of a smokescreen thrown up to justify removal of these services, probably for financial reasons or the convenience of some of the senior staff or whatever. But now what we're presented with is an 18-month absolute gap with no available facilities in Dublin, because one of these reports indicates that Dublin can't presently cope, isn't up to standards that prevail elsewhere. It's going to take 18 months to reduce that, which we are going to fund. And meantime, the children that need this service in Northern Ireland have no provision for themselves in Belfast. Why was the service contract that has brought Dublin surgeons to Belfast not simply continued? That was an option which seems to have been too readily abandoned.
Well, Belfast didn't do everything, did they? Even in the past, Belfast didn't do everything. Some people were being sent to England, Jim.
Yes, I appreciate that. But a lot of the surgery was capable of being done in Belfast.
Is it not better being sent to Dublin than being sent to England?
It's better being sent to the most local location, which has proven itself capable of providing the service, as the Belfast Royal Victoria Hospital did for many, many years. And I've yet to hear an indication.
But you're not the medical professionals. So the heart surgeons, the specialists themselves have said this is the best way forward.
Yes. Have you ever had articulated to you, Stephen, one incident which proves that the Royal Victoria facility was unsafe? And yet we're now told that it's in the interest of safety of the children that it has to be abandoned.
Well, I'd rather take medical advice from a medical officer rather than you, a politician.
Yes, I'm sure, but I'm making an observation that has the chief medical officer ever been able to articulate an incident where having the facility in Belfast rendered danger to any of the children treated there, that there was unsafe practices which meant that they didn't get the treatment they ought? Of course not. I don't think we've ever heard that.
You're annoyed, Jim, about conspiracy theories in Dublin, aren't you? This is what you're annoyed about. You can't let it go.
No, Stephen, I'm annoyed about the fact that local families, and we all know some of these families, and some of us are related to them, who have benefited from the facility in Belfast, that suddenly it's been whipped away, and not in a most precipitative way, because for 18 months there's no facility, and yet we have a promise, oh, they will keep something in Belfast. And many times have we not heard that in the health service? Oh, we're not taking it all away, we will keep something. And then in a few months' time, the next phase will be, oh, it's not viable to sustain this.
And nobody ever said that the service in Northern Ireland wasn't safe. They said it wasn't sustainable. There's a huge difference, Jim.
Well, answer this then. If it said not to be sustainable, how was it sustainable for years with the same throughput as it presently has? What suddenly makes it unsustainable? You know, that's the question which no minister I've yet heard answer.
Well, complex operations, for example, stopped in Belfast 2 years ago, Jim.
Yes.
So Dublin surgeons were having to travel to Belfast to perform non-complex heart operations, and the change had to happen.
Yes, this complex at Belfast was being run down in anticipation of the retirement of the chief surgeon without a serious attempt to replace him. So yes, it has been on the slide of being run down for these years, not because I contend it wasn't sustainable, but because it was a matter of convenience financially, and perhaps to some of the professionals that they operated in a bigger pool.